Well, he was doing it on his time, but at the lab, not necessarily off at home or anything like that.
Right,
but he might be primarily supported by another project which he was supposed to be working on, but still putting part of his time into something different. And we had some of that, and some of it led to some of the best things. Once I became head of the Center for Research Labs and even vice president for R&D, I was had another layer of insulation because there were people who were head of the labs under me. And again, even there, I feel that I didn't give as much direction as I might have to people under me, but I did what I could. And it's a very hard decision to know how to balance such things. And I was not the kind, I guess, who could go in and talk to somebody and immediately see a million possibilities that they ought to be working on. Again, my point was, if I'd done a good job in hiring a good person, I wanted it to be his work more than my own work. Pretty highly thought of when I was head of either the physics or the Central Research Lab. You can talk to people who were there at the time and perhaps get some feeling for it, but in terms of our personnel surveys, they would survey it from time to time, the people's opinion about how things were going, the labs and everything else, not only the central research labs, but other semiconductor labs and so on. And our lab generally got the highest rating of any of personal satisfaction and achievement and so on. This was bad in a way. It meant to the tie-ups that I wasn't being hard enough on the people. You can't win, you see. But from my point of view, I had, I think, very good relationships with everybody. We were a compatible group. We were hardworking. I pushed them, but I pushed them in what I consider to be a reasonable way. I tried to get the best people, and many of them have turned out to be really outstanding people, most of whom are not at TI anymore. So, to finish up with what I did, I kept on writing papers, mostly by myself, but a few with some of these smart people at TI. And this, I did this not with any immediate overt interest, although I did try to get top people at TI interested that we ought to be writing more papers, and I got people working for me to write more papers and to be more of a force in the literature, because I felt that, among other things, this made it much easier to hire excellent people when you can show them, look at all these good papers we've written. but the high-ups didn't really care about that so much. They cared about being able to make a better and cheaper transistor or whatever. And so in the glory days from the 1955 to 65, say, at TI, we were doing a lot of this, doing a fair amount of basic research, writing up quite a bit, hiring some excellent people. And I was continuing to do my research. And eventually, as I say, primarily because I wanted to do it, I never liked to have nothing to do, and this was a way to fill in the time, which I otherwise would have had to fill in somewhere, some other way. Teal, I presume, never had any time left over, but I had lots of time left over. It turned out that in 1973 or so, when TI took me out of being head of the Central Research Laboratories and put me off in the main office and made me head of the Office of Strategies and Tactics and things like that, I was still a vice president for R&D or R&E or whatever, but I was much less close to the people in the labs then, and I began to see that I was not going to get much higher in TI. I certainly was not going to become president or head of a big group. I had had offers at TI to move out and become a group leader or something in the early days and decided not to do it. I think I was wise to, because I'm not sure I ever wanted to be head of TI. But anyway, by then it was clear that I was not going to go any higher than vice president. And in fact, there were talk of redoing the vice presidents, and corporate vice presidents would not really be at the same level as regular vice presidents. And some of them, like Willis Adcock, was downgraded to be an assistant vice president, maybe not even a vice president at all later on. So it was clear to me that I didn't have a really exciting future left at TI, and I had plenty of money from TI, stock options and so on, and yet I had to report to people, in some cases younger than I, who I didn't have the highest degree of respect for, and it was just not a very satisfying situation. This was like 73, 74. So I began to look for an outside job.